Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, very quickly, I will say that today is a warmer day than any of the past 7 days, so I didn't feel like death. How did you feel?
I feel like the robots are trying to kill us.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you like, though?
Let's rein you in. Let's rein you in and start your podcast. So we don't have any cheap wine today. We just have wine because it's time to just get into it.
It is Sarah's business out here today, okay?
And we are, we're going to get our shit together soon, Sarita. Watch. We're going to be right here, ready to rock and roll at 9 p.m. we're gonna be on there at 8:59 talking about where are you. Just watch.
Oh, okay. I'll wait on that day. I'll wait on that.
Sarita, we're waiting.
All right. Let's see. This helps.
Okay. All right. So let's start with the Golden Globes recap.
So you don't want to talk about your week or weeks or your new year or...
Oh, sorry. Well, you can talk about yours. How was your, all of your events?
I guess someone's a little bit antisocial today, guys. You can talk about yours. What that says is you don't care and it makes me not want to share. So,
no, appreciate
it. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you guys had a great... I hope you brought it in with good people and you left all the bullshit behind. I don't know if that really works, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're going to speak positivity into our 2018.
Yeah.
And that's about all I've got for that. So, Golden Globes, you say?
You ain't shit. I was just saying, okay, let me just let this out so that I can move forward and have a good podcast. I'm so upset at this UPS shit. I'm so upset. And, you know, I appreciate that the customer was understanding and flexible, even though it was her first time shopping with me, and she cut her goddamn fingers. But the fact that this person would just throw the goddamn box on her porch while she's looking at him, how do you do that? What did I pay for? I'm really upset.
You have... every right.
So I'm just
upset.
I'm still a little tightly wound, I think.
Yeah, you're flustered. You're sure. Yeah. and you have every reason to be because you pay a lot of money. People pay money to receive their product in a safe manner.
Yes, you shouldn't be worried about cutting your finger with glass or opening a big ass box of glass that smells really good. Like, you shouldn't have to worry about
that.
Because
what are you going to do with this smell good glass?
I have had customers that have worked around broken glass. No bullshit. I still have the text messages.
I mean, that's it. I mean, to be completely honest, I broke a jar one time. I was legit trying to figure it out. And our good friend Bella was like, throw it away. Order some more. And out of shame, I did. But it was a very reluctant throwaway, where she kind of had to push my arm so that it actually went into the trash.
Yeah.
So I understand, but you know, also I'd rather not deal with glass.
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating, but you know what I'm gonna do in February is definitely going to be much easier because I don't have to worry about that shit. All I have to do is just have fun and go to the pop-ups with whatever I feel like bringing. So I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
But in terms of New Year, I'm really, like, I view my New Year as the change in the fiscal year.
So,
so this one is like okay, you know, but I'm just, you know, fucking up, putting 17 on my signatures.
So your New Year was in October?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I look at it that way. That's when you got to, like, refresh everything at work and, you know, you wear your fall clothes and stuff. So that's my New Year.
Okay. All right. There's that.
So I didn't watch the Golden Globes.
Neither did I. But I caught bits and pieces. Social media was very active with it.
They were?
Yeah. Cool. So a lot of my timeline was commenting on outfits,
mm-hmm.
and, excuse me, dresses, gowns, hair, jewelry.
Viola Davis.
You see? Exactly.
You see, they put a finger comber in that bitch head.
Listen, that necklace, those layers, mm-hmm. of diamonds, or even if they were cubic zirconia, whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. was glistening on her glistening ass skin.
She looked like a literal $1 million. She really did.
A literal $1 million?
A literal, like, $1 million.
Yes, she did.
She really
did. Yes, she did. I loved every moment of it. But honestly, Mama Oprah,
mm-hmm.
knew it was her night. Got dressed. That dress, the way that dress fit her, the neckline on that gown, that hair.
That hair.
Oh,
Lord have mercy. She's probably been taking biotin since, like, 1970. Like, for real. Like, she has kept her shit protected and healthy through all this fame and the harsh lights.
Well, you know, when you have that kind of money, you have someone that cares about your hair more than you do.
Yep. Yep. Someone's life earnings. There's no point whether or not they take care of your hair.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense. So she was great. I didn't see her speech, but...
You still haven't seen it?
Nah. I'm sure it was great. I don't need to hear it.
Oh.
I saw the name of the black woman who was raped and paid off or something. I looked into that story, so I got the history lesson there. But yeah, good for them.
I waited until I got to work yesterday morning to watch that speech, and it made me cry.
It did? Was that good? Wow. But you like videos.
What? What?
I'm sorry. I can't believe you cried. Like, what?
I can't believe I cried.
Right. But what was so beautiful about it?
Nothing. It was great, right? So you didn't have to hear it. It's fine. Everyone agrees it was a great speech.
Yeah, I mean, well, everyone except for the Trump supporters in my timeline. They were going ham.
And all that says is that it just solidifies that it was a great speech.
I wanted to comment and be like, you guys don't know who you're mad at. Like, yesterday you were mad at Steve Bannon. And now you're mad at Oprah. Like,
I think they just want to be mad at everyone.
They don't know what to
do. I wonder, are they mad at their president for not knowing the words to the national anthem?
I ain't seen nothing about it. Ain't seen nothing about it.
Crickets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Radio silence.
Because we're all so upset about this man who's taking a knee.
I bet he knows the anthem.
I'm sure he does. I am absolutely positive he does.
Yeah, that dude's he's just embarrassing. Like, I want to listen to the audiobook. I haven't had time to focus on getting it yet, but I plan to listen to that. Because what the hell has been going on over there?
Well, what we know is that it's all nonsense, all trash. We already know that. So it's just about the details. I'm not, like, if I get to the book, I'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a focus of mine. I feel like the public is going to focus on, they're going to put out the big part, the big pieces, the big mm-hmm. things that we need to know, or we should know, or we might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't feel an urgency to read the book.
Yeah, I feel you.
And also, I don't know how I feel about supporting the author, because you were working with him.
Yeah, he was.
So it's just like, oh, it got so bad, you decided, now I'm going to tell you guys what happened.
Yeah, and I'm interested in that.
Yeah, and I get it, but also, you were working with him, so you didn't know that he was trash before? Mm. Yes, you did. So, you know, kind of fuck you, right?
Well, I have free Audible credits.
Oh, because people are joining
mm-hmm.
based off of your
So it's not like I'm, like, giving him money. I guess I can look at it that way. But yeah, I'm interested in that shit. Who was your favorite look? Who wore your favorite look?
I, man. Like I said, I really enjoyed Oprah. Mm-hmm. But I think that Oprah looked good, but more, it was more of her night. So, Zoe Kravitz looked amazeballs.
Lord Jesus. Did that bitch get anything? Did she get anything for Pretty Little Lies?
Not her
Big
own,
Little Lies.
Not her own personal award, but...
Did they get an award?
Yeah, they won for Best Limited Series.
God, it was so good.
Yes, it was. But she looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. Charlize... No, sorry. Wrong white woman. Goldie Hawn's daughter. What is her
Kate
name?
Kate Hudson?
Kate Hudson.
Wow.
She looked really good.
Wow. I have some tea on that.
Uh-oh.
So apparently, according to Blind Gossip, who is never wrong, Kate Hudson was going after Brad Pitt when the rumors first started about him and Angelina splitting. So she, like her and her PR team, were kind of spreading the rumor that they were dating. So she would travel to whatever country she was in, he was in.
Because she wants to date him, or she just wants the...
Well, I think she wants the PR attention and him.
What?
And so apparently Angelina was like beyond pissed. So that was a blind item from
was
a couple
Angelina
months ago.
Pissed? She was pissed that someone was coming after her husband?
Yeah, because it was Kate Hudson.
No.
Like basically, oh, you're being sarcastic.
No, yes, because isn't that what you did, girl? You went after somebody's husband?
Oh, yes. Fuckless. Listen. She was fuckless. Wow, that's right.
So anyway, but go ahead.
So the updated blind item was that it was a really big deal to keep them separated.
Oh.
Like, Kate Hudson was on the humble, like, let me find out where she is so that we're not around each other strategically. And Angelina was like, keep that bitch away from me.
Wait.
They said it used to be that with Angelina and Jennifer Aniston, but they got really good at it and it's not even a big deal anymore.
Except Jennifer Aniston was on stage presenting an award.
Mm-hmm.
And, there is a snapshot of Jennifer on stage.
Oh, that.
And Angelina actively avoiding her. But that's what you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't feel bad for her.
Me neither. Like, she looks so hungry and unhappy.
She does.
Yeah.
She looks like her evil ways are catching up to her.
Yeah.
And she's starting to age. Like,
yeah.
Like they do.
And that's not sexy anymore.
No. Who else looked good? Who did you like?
Issa the fuck Rae. You know, I love her. She looks so good. She can really do no wrong.
I agree.
I love every look that they give her. She looks so good.
I want to call her Joan. Tracee Ellis Ross. I loved that she wore a head wrap to the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, bitch. What you gonna do?
What do you want to do?
And I look amazing.
Sure do.
Now what?
She's 40 plus goals. I think I've already said that.
For sure.
But she's really like, oh
absolutely.
My God. I think about her when I'm on the elliptical.
Who else?
A couple of them. Taraji.
Mm. Oh.
Sheree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else. Who was the other one I look at?
Gabrielle Union.
Yes. And you know who else loved Gabrielle Union?
Ooh.
My boyfriend, bitch. Because you know how messy Instagram is?
It'll tell you who liked whatever picture.
I be scrolling through Gabby's pictures and it's like...
He liked everyone.
Zeus!
Well, excuse me.
And I'm like, Instagram's so messy.
They are messy.
So finally, the other night, I was real drunk. I was like, yeah, so... You like Gabby as much as I do, huh? He was like, yeah.
You're insane.
I said, okay. Cool. And he was like, she takes great pictures.
So... It's a fight.
No, but I was just like, it's so annoying because I believe you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do. But it's like Instagram is advertising it to you every time. I guess it could be worse. It could be like some random bitch I don't know.
Or it could
you
be like someone who's not attractive. And then you have to wonder why you're with this person.
But I was like, yeah, see, we both love Gabby. All right. But she's goals too. And then the other one is, the other thing I think about on the elliptical, I don't think any of these people are 40 plus, I'm not sure, but the Allure Swim girls, I love those pictures. I love those pictures. We can get into that later, I guess.
Or,
but
What else? Do we have anything else to talk about for the Golden Globes?
Just a couple things.
Go ahead. Okay, we'll finish it.
Congratulations to Cousin Sterling.
Did you watch his speech?
No.
He made me tear up, too.
He did. Yeah, I'm sure he would make me cry.
So genuine in his speech. He started off thanking his wife.
She's here for it, too.
And you see how his wife on the show is very similar to his wife in real life.
Did you see the picture of the two of them kissing him? That was so cute.
Also, I can't open my bottle.
Oh.
I don't like this opener. Can you just help me?
Sure, yeah. Thanks. Pause. We'll talk to the people for a second. Because I can't do two things.
Talk to the people, y'all.
Okay.
Okay, so Sterling Day won. Handmaid's Tale won.
Hell yeah.
And
can we talk about that?
Ugly Girl. Oh, sorry, she's not ugly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Who? What are you talking about?
The star of the show.
Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, she's pretty? Yeah. Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay.
She might be white girl hot. I don't know.
To who? See?
Is she skinny?
I said no.
Oh.
She has a little bit of thickness to her. I mean, it's not bad, but it's also not like. It's not Scarlett Johansson thick.
Yeah. You know what I thought in watching The Handmaid's Tale? I did think she was pretty with the longer hair. I think the haircut does her a disservice.
I think you're right.
When she had the longer hair, I was like, oh, she's cute. I get that. You know?
I have to say that now that you say that. Thank you for helping me open the bottle. So Handmaid's Tale won. She won.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
Okay.
Because the last time we talked about it, I hadn't seen it yet. You and Sarita were talking about it.
Okay, wait. But before we go into it, is there anything else about the show?
Yes. Aziz Ansari.
Oh
my God. Congratulations. That's such a good-ass show, man. It's such a good show. And I'm glad we stopped trolling him.
Who is we?
The black lady community.
Why?
We can be bullies sometimes. No, I really feel that way.
Why was he?
Because in his first season, he was just okay. I'm not going to say the whole black lady community, but what I will say is, Black Girls Talking podcast.
Okay.
I had this whole episode just like dish ragging him for not having enough women of color, and I was just like, well. I feel like there were enough, because he had a good friend.
His best friend.
Yeah.
So she's in multiple.
And there was somebody else. It was a cute black girl that she reminded me of Cheska Lee, but it wasn't her. But she was also like a sporadic friend on the show. Maybe this Indian dude just doesn't have a whole lot of black people around. Can it still be a good show?
Okay. See now, that makes me upset because it sounds like these white people and how they troll.
Yeah.
Every time we have anything to ourselves.
Yeah, we tried to All Lives Matter, Master of None.
And it's a show about people of color. Like, come on, guys.
We can't be the only people of color all the time. Can things be about
Indian
people?
And the show is full of people of color. Okay, wait. Are Asians considered people of color?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, like, when I say Asians, I just...
Yeah, they consider themselves people of color.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brown people definitely consider themselves as PLCs.
Well, I was referencing like Chinese or Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So like the Northern Asians, I guess.
Yeah, okay. they do. I say that because remember my mentee Annie?
Yes.
She did that speech, and she was like, "As a woman of color, I'm so inspired."
Okay.
And I was like, "Oh, okay." Didn't know. Yeah. So that was my, you know.
Here we are. We're here together. Okay.
Okay, yeah, but the Golden Globes were fantastic. I really love the picture of all of the important black people sitting at Oprah's table. That was fantastic.
Did you see? Okay, you didn't watch the video, but when Oprah spoke, when I tell you the room was captivated, everybody was just staring at her like, please, just say more. Keep talking to us. Thank you so much. Okay, and while we're on it, Auntie Oprah is not going to run for office, y'all. Stop trying to encourage her to do that. We don't really want her to do that, okay?
Y'all don't deserve her. Y'all deserve The Rock.
Just like we don't deserve Auntie Michelle either.
No, we don't.
President.
I'm sure that bitch would rather be jet skiing in Turks and Caicos.
Doing whatever she wants to do. Not worried about these dummies here in this country.
Not worried about it. Not worried about it.
So, let's relax. Oh, but okay. So yeah, we do need to stop
saying that Auntie Oprah needs to run for 2020. Mm-hmm. But also, what needs to stop is these people trying to make references, trying to compare Auntie Oprah to that man sitting over there in that house. That's what they won't do. What you won't do is pretend that now being a celebrity is out of line and is a mark of inappropriateness to sit in the White House. What you're not going to do is pretend that Auntie Oprah is 800 times better than that man.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not going to do
that. I'm 800 times better.
Indeed you are.
You know? And I got parking tickets and shit.
All right.
Okay.
But, so, I'm just saying.
Hold on, wait, is the pool auntie? The whole pool is
frozen? Oh my God, it is frozen. Holy shit. Oh, we can't even go touch it because they've locked the gates. I guess for idiots like me, it's like, let's go touch the ice in the pool. Holy shit, that's so cool. Okay, sorry. All right, so we talked about Fire and Fury. So that's it about the Golden Globes.
So we're going to talk about Handmaid's Tale now.
Please. Go. That was so good.
You should have been watched it.
I know, but you know what? I judged a book by its cover.
And who did you judge?
I assumed that it was like an old-timey period piece about nuns or something. I literally looked at the image that represented the show. But then when I heard you and Sarita talking about it, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch it. Which I could not do anything. I had it on my phone, right? I was driving. Like, the entire New Year's Eve, like, the middle of the night through the whole day of New Year's Eve, I just watched it. I had it on the entire time. Bless you.
Thank you.
Like, when they refused to stone the wild girl with one eye, I was in the car, bitch. Don't tell the police. But I was just like, I was like, I gotta go to Tanya House, and I need to watch this. Both have to happen. It was so good. It was so good. So now I am preaching the gospel of Handmaid's Tale to others.
Good.
But what I found interesting.
Go.
Is how is she able to play this character and not be led to leave Scientology?
When she gave the speech, her speech, I know you didn't watch it, but I was like, she's really confused. She has to be a conflicted soul, or she's really just pushed this piece about her religion out of her head, or she really doesn't understand that she's living.
That's all I kept thinking
life.
Was
she's living the life that she's saying we should escape.
Yeah, yeah. It's so weird. She doesn't even realize that Offred's character is in the goddamn Sea Org. Period. Like, what is this? What are you wearing? The birthing ceremony or whatever? What the fuck?
The birthing ceremony?
No, I'm sorry. Okay, both of those things, okay? Okay, so the ceremony night. What are we doing?
Disturbed me.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
And the person that I felt the worst for was the wife. That the wife. Because
she looks like a clown.
Well, I mean, and I didn't even mean.
When you're sitting there pretending.
Yeah, like. The fact that you have to sit there and watch your husband have sex with another woman as you're holding her arms.
Everybody's got clothes on. I don't know how that man was able to sustain an erection. New pussy. Never mind. But yeah, it's just like everybody's sitting here in clothes.
And remember, they're not having sex regularly because that's against the rules.
What?
So he... Didn't you see when he tried to, when his wife tried to...
She was trying to give him head or something.
Jazz it up. She tried to do something. He was like, what are you doing?
Oh, God. Mr. Waterford.
Like, first of all, also, I hate the names.
Yeah.
And how they name people, how they name their new woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I mean, that's just one of the pieces of... things that I don't like about that world.
Seems like that one.
But I don't.
That one hit you the hardest.
Because you know, it's just another way of taking their identity,
mm-hmm.
and we've already seen that. We know that happened in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it bothered me.
Yeah.
It bothered me.
Yeah, it's terrible, but it's such a good show. I really enjoyed seeing Old Girl. Thank you. That's her name.
I mean, it's not her name, but that's what she is. That's what she is. Yes,
I enjoyed seeing her. I was like, wow, you stay booked. Okay.
Yeah, she's out here.
I'm here for it. But the crazy ass aunt, what is it, Aunt Lydia? Was that her name?
Oh, the like mother, yes. Hen, what lady.
The fuck was that? And then, like, for them to get so, you know, with the all black and the guns, like, which one is it? Is it a polite religious society, or is it like
it is because we're going to make sure that you're polite.
That shit was crazy, man. I mean, I was so unnerved the first couple of episodes, and then when that bitch took her to see her daughter,
you really
that's where I lost it. Yeah,
you really cannot take that.
Okay, I said something to you about it
three times. Oh, three shit. Separate times.
Yeah, I was like, really upset.
Really.
How do you do she that to crossed somebody? The line. She did. She crossed the line.
I mean, that was one of the many times, but.
Yep, she really did.
But can you see how they have their own society, their own underground society, though? So y'all were so adamant about having this nice, peaceful, calm,
pure
society. Mm-hmm. But then you know where to go. You can buy these dresses. Where are these clothes? Where does this clothes come from? Where are these shoes coming from?
ASOS. That's all I was thinking. That fucking glitter dress or whatever.
Like, wow.
I mean, how do you get deemed a Jezebel? That's crazy. That is crazy.
And
it's very
forced.
Well done.
You're forced.
It's very, very well done. I can't wait to see what happens in season two.
Oh my God. Okay. Also, like when the Mexican president came
And
she thought she had a friend and she was like, well, actually,
I can't help you.
We need babies too, so. If this is working,
I was kind of. That's the one where I kind of struggled to empathize because I was like, you know what? It's about time. White people, you know how that felt.
Well, yes.
To think you have an ally, and to say, hey, I'm a human being. I'm a human being. Why don't you help
me? I'm a human like you.
Yep. And imagine. She's like, I don't want to get involved.
I can't really. Oh.
That was crazy.
Oh, God. Okay. Sorry. I'm about to knock stuff over.
It's okay. You did a great job stacking these pillows. Trying to defeat the odds of the Jazz. But yeah, I just thought it was so good. But I really thought about the irony of her playing that role and being an avid Scientologist. Like, you're so pissed you can't even be in the same room.
Yeah, you were telling me that. And she will not be in the same room.
Yeah, because she's labeled, what's her name? Lisa?
Leah Remini.
She's been labeled a suppressive person, declared a suppressive person. So yeah, Elizabeth Moss cannot share space with her. What the fuck's going on there? It's crazy. It's really crazy. So I don't know where season two is going to go. I don't know if she's going to snap.
I'm ready.
And then I was so hurt because I just assumed that season two was ready for me. There's nothing more heartbreaking than thinking there's another season.
And finding out that there isn't.
But she sat in the back of that damn wagon or whatever. And she's like, I'm ready. Either way. I was like,
yes, bitch, okay.
What's about to happen?
No.
Nothing. You about to go get this hip-hop chicken and go to New Year's
Eve. How many times did you refresh looking for the next season?
Twice.
I know.
And then something started, and I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
Nope.
It started from season one. And I was like, wait. So then I'm so crazy, I swear to God. So it starts again. It loops over, but I'm thinking this is like a different take on what happened in the first episode. Like, this is someone else's perspective, right? No, it wasn't that. It just started over because there's no more episodes, dummy.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It was really hurtful. But yeah, I mean, TV, there's so much great TV. Can we sidetrack for a second and talk about Black Mirror? It has consumed my life.
It has. And I feel terrible that I can't have a real conversation with you about it. Because I haven't watched, except for the episode that we watched together.
That was supposed to be your gateway. You were supposed to jump right in. Why didn't you jump right in? Al did. I showed him Black Museum, and we've been watching two episodes a day ever since. Why did you not?
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that with me.
I thought you would be all in.
No, you know what? I don't know. I guess it's a little bit too close to reality for me.
That's why we gotta watch
makes,
it.
And it makes me uncomfortable to watch by myself.
I knew it. I knew you had some punk-ass reason. I knew that's what it was. I fucking knew it. You are tough as nails, but you cannot fuck with that kind of shit.
Apparently, I'm too tough.
I don't understand.
And cold.
and defensive.
And what else? So many things.
That's why it's so ironic that you cannot deal with stuff like that. Because, like, looking at it on the surface, it'd be like, oh, yeah, she can deal with that. She does all these things. You know?
You know what's funny is that I think I could handle it in person, like, if it was legit happening.
You could.
But you could. To watch it, I'm like, I don't.
Because when the robot dogs do come for us, I want you around.
Those robot dogs? What? Listen, I watched this the video. And when they kicked the fuck out of them dogs and it just teetered a little bit and then came right back. No. That's a problem. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why do y'all feel like you have to keep building these things? And then you build them bigger and better and to be more.
They're just going to outsmart us.
They're already there.
They are.
They're already there.
I think they're laying dormant. I mean, I think the technology is just. Okay. You remember. Let's back up a second. There was like a technology conference or something over the past few months, and the robots made up their own language and started communicating to each other. So they had to shut it down and like disconnect both of them.
What?
They made up their own language that fast. They invented a language sitting there meeting each other for the first time, and so they just shut it all down. Because AI is, I mean, that's a reality. It's a fucking reality.
I am not about it.
So like Al showed me this video of the same video of the robot dogs, right? And the people kicking them.
Okay.
And so it was some dude was on it was like, hey, robots. That's white people kicking y'all. We just want y'all to know, black people not kicking y'all. It's not us kicking y'all.
It's not us. We don't want no parts of it. We want y'all to just be, okay? No, but seriously, I need someone to really explain to me why we need robot dogs.
Well, in the military...
No, fuck that. Okay. That's not a real reason.
The military ones carry up to 330 pounds of stuff.
Guess
up,
what?
Up hills in the snow.
Guess what? That's bullshit. Why are you really building these things?
Yeah, basically. So, there's this episode that you haven't seen yet, but it's an episode of Black Mirror from this season. That is basically a fucking robot dog hunting these people. It's like a post-apocalyptic...
Hunting them?
Yes, it's a post-apocalyptic planet Earth, whatever country they're in. They had English accents, so maybe Britain, but the robot dog, and they called them dogs, was just relentless and charged on solar power and just, I mean, it was crazy.
Was the dog going after specific people or just anybody?
Humans. And so most people wrote that episode off as like, this is weird and boring and stupid because you didn't get no backstory. But then the very next week, we get this new iteration of the robot dogs and everybody's like, oh shit, that's what this is.
Listen.
And then the second thing that they did on Black Mirror.
I'm not a fan of
this
shit.
There's an episode of this season where there's like a self-driving pizza delivery truck and this whole thing kind of happens around the self-driving pizza delivery truck. And you kind of look at that like, that's a little, they're not really going to do that. And then yesterday Pizza Hut announced that they are partnering with Toyota for a self-driving pizza delivery truck to be released in 2020. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
I was like, Black Mirror is on it. They're trying to let us know what's happening.
Yes. Because what they say is that everything comes from something that has already existed. So all of these movies and TV shows that seem out of the world, there's some truth to it.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with this.
You're not comfortable, but you should want to understand. Listen, we have to be prepared.
I understand
apocalyptic
that.
Events. Yeah, Black Mirror is real. Everyone should watch all four seasons. Skip the first episode. And get yourself aware. Hashtag awarement.
Yeah. So what I was saying is that I'm uncomfortable with it. I'm not against wanting to know.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
You'd rather be surprised.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not against it. Like, I understand that there are things that we need to know. But it still makes me uncomfortable. I'm not like... happy about it.
Yeah. There's this episode in the first season, or maybe the second season, with this guy. I think it's the first. But basically everybody has these eyes now where you can basically use your eyes like you use your iPhone. And so you can project your memories onto a screen, like anything that happens to you, you can show people and rewind and fast forward, and it's a part of your security check and all of that.
Do you know that Google has some glasses? They came up with glasses that you can use as a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that shit is coming.
Yeah. Well, what I saw
if it's not already here
was that somebody posted in the Black Mirror fans page that the government is testing contact lenses
for that. Have you seen where people in their skin can, like, they insert some kind of mechanism, some type of contraption underneath your arm?
To do what?
And you can, like, scroll on your forearm like you would scroll on your phone.
Oh, shit. So it's okay if you get it wet? And you'll never drop your arm.
All right. Well, you see?
Wow.
Now, she's talking about she's afraid, no technology, save herself, but she wants a phone that she can't get wet. That she can get wet. Okay? All right. Do what you do,
but this shit is crazy. It's really happening. I would love to talk to you after you watch. Sarita, do you watch it?
I'm behind, but I've watched some of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, and it's real. It's happening tomorrow. When I saw the pizza truck, I was like, all right, okay. Got it. So we're really doing this. And they knew what they were doing, so they would release it a week before so everybody could be like, oh, my God, that's not really going to happen. That's stupid. And then shit just comes right out this week. Like, Happy New Year. So, thank you for indulging me a little bit with that. So we're going to roll into Black as Fuck. We have a couple
Black
of...
Black as Fuck.
So our first story under Black as Fuck is Essence is 100% Black. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
I didn't know that they weren't. So that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of like BET.
Oh, Christ.
But I guess what was most surprising to me was that the former owner, or the creator of Shea Moisture, mm-hmm. is the one who went to buy Essence. He is now the owner of Essence.
Can I ask a very important question?
Sure.
So we finished being mad at him now?
No, he wasn't a part of it. He sold Shea Moisture.
So it's a different Shea Moisture?
No.
Under a different regime?
Yes, just like Carol's daughter sold mm-hmm. her product to whoever,
uh-huh.
bunch of people. He sold Shea Moisture, and
that's who did it.
They went.
Got you. Okay, because I was like, are we applauding this? But weren't we just dragging him last year? I couldn't really make the connection. So thank you for clearing that up for me. Congratulations to Essence Magazine. That's going to be fantastic. How to Get Away with Scandal.
I can't wait. I am so excited.
My God.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what it's going to be about. I don't know if they're going to be friends, but I am here for all of it.
I'm here for them.
Do you think it's going to be a 2-hour episode?
God, I hope so. Jesus Christ. You know what? We deserve. We deserve that. Wow, that would be great.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what if Annalise Keating was Olivia Pope's mentor in undergrad or
random
shit.
The thing.
Like, what if they're arch nemeses now from some shit from the past? What if they're just two Beyoncés that cannot get along? They can't make it work.
Because they're just two alpha.
You cannot have two Beyoncés. My God, I've thought about this.
Yeah.
I've thought about it a lot. It's going to be really good, whatever the fuck it is. The fact that she would tease us with the script.
Talking about Carrie. Do you see where I am? Viola, I'm here. Where are you? Okay. Give us the episode. Thank you very much.
The episode is going to be sick as fuck because...
Or episodes.
Episodes, which we are wishing for. We're going to go with that. It's going to be sick as fuck because she loves to give you a twist. So if she's letting you know the ultimate twist right here,
What is... Listen, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Me too, bitch. We got to have popcorn and wine for that. All right, so now, I guess let's kind of start with Love and Hip Hop Miami, and we can roll into it.
Have you watched it?
I love it.
Me too.
I love it so much.
What? Then why?
I watched it today twice.
Which you watched both episodes twice?
No, I watched the. Well, yeah, actually, I watched last week's episode twice too. But today, I watched last night's episode twice on purpose.
Okay. Okay, so what do you think? Tell me how you feel about this show.
I really like it. I like anything that Trina does.
Okay.
I love how Trina is treating her cousin. I love how Trina is very clear about the pedestal that she's on.
And her boundaries.
She's not yet. She's so clear on that shit. She's not even asking me to place her on a pedestal. She's letting you know where the pedestal is.
It's already here.
Yep.
You don't have to make it up.
And she's like, yeah. And this is, he don't know how to act in my presence. Oh. Okay.
When the little boy kept calling people her minions, she was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Can we just stop using minions? Can we stop doing that?
Yeah. She's really, I care for her.
I like her.
You see Kid Fury's bio on Twitter? It's just, I wish I were Trina, period. He loves his queen.
He does.
And she's serious about being a queen. And I guess you have to act like that when you are the queen. You have to let people know there's a boundary here. You cannot show up behaving all crazy and expect to be in my presence or invited to anything I'm doing.
And it doesn't matter. The reason that I'm still talking to you is because there is blood. Understand that. I don't owe you anything.
It's only because you're my brother's son. Or whoever he is.
Whoever,
you know?
Yeah. I don't care. Understand that you're only the only reason you're still here.
And that's, she's honestly the only reason that I watched it. Because I was like, I want to see Trina and how she does this. And I knew she was going to be the standalone character. I knew she was not mixing and mingling.
What do you think about Trick Daddy and his wife?
I think Trick Daddy's wife looks great on camera.
Hold on, leave it right there. That was a period. Did y'all hear the period?
Yeah, okay. I don't think that that's who she is outside of Love and Hip Hop.
So she's Trina's cousin too.
Well, she might be then. She might be.
I think Trina has helped her a little bit.
Trick Daddy. He's a hot ass mess.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Because what I saw today, my television is not forgiving. And so if your makeup is cheap or anything like that.
He doesn't look good.
Yeah, they're doing his foundation and Bucky's foundation too. Bucky's makeup is not good.
Why is Bucky still acting like 20 years ago? That's the real question. Why is she still acting like Bucky? How long ago was that show on?
Way too long ago. Uncomfortably long ago.
Remember, so she did Flavor of Love. And then there was Monique's school.
Charm school.
Okay. So you didn't even get anything from that? I don't know how much you really were supposed to get from that. But also, you're an adult. You were supposed to grow up. Why are you still acting like this?
I'm pretty sure Bucky's older than us. I'm pretty sure.
She has to be.
She's got to get her shit together. I thought that it was going to be nice to reconnect with her.
No.
But she is annoying and embarrassing.
She's very embarrassing. Why is a member of Pretty Ricky telling you how to act? That's your life right there. That's telling you how low you have sunk. Sunken. Whatever.
Pleasure P is not feeling her behavior.
He's the logical one in this relationship.
Right.
The fuck is going
on? He was in Pretty Ricky. And then
I never.
Me neither.
I never.
That was more of my younger sister's territory.
Yep. The younger ones.
Because they were like kind of a.
Dirty.
A poor man's.
Dirty.
B2K.
Dirty.
Yeah.
B2K. And one of them still looks dirty.
Oh, Christ. Several of them to me.
No, well,
one in the blazer.
One just looks dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is like, I mean, I take baths every couple days.
Mm.
But I'm not going to tell my niggas because we be out on the street together.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't look at all of them. I did not. But the one in the colorful blazer, like they just all looked so crazy to me. It was kind of sad. And Bucky is just, she's very embarrassing. And I want better for her.
She doesn't want better for herself.
She doesn't. Because
so, you
she
know.
Should be striving for something like friend of Marlo or something like that.
Marlo would never.
Yeah, Marlo would never.
Marlo would not even acknowledge her presence.
What you got on your rainbow outfit? Your rainbow finest? You ain't coming to my house.
Did you see Marlo's house though?
I didn't really pay attention.
Okay. I don't know how many rich white men she deals with and how much they pay for her time.
Mm-hmm.
But her house.
She's taking care of herself. Yes. I think she can keep up that profession for a long time.
Yes.
I hope she has a retirement fund.
She's comfortable. Her house is probably paid for.
You know what? It probably is. In Atlanta, that house is probably like $26,000.
Especially since I know that she's not paying for it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the house is paid for.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Because she's not a foolish woman.
She seems to have her shit together. Allegedly.
She knows what she's here for. Mm-hmm. So she's going to maintain it. She's going to make sure that she's okay.
Portia could take a few lessons because I don't know that someone's going to settle down with Portia where she is right now.
Portia's dumb.
Mentally, I don't think
that's the real problem. She
just needs a mentor.
She's an idiot.
Yeah, she needs some leadership.
But she does not accept leadership. I think if it's not from a man, she doesn't want to hear it.
That's true. That's true because she only was in love with Nene as her big sister when Nene was telling her stuff she wanted to hear.
Exactly.
She didn't appreciate any constructive criticism.
And girl, go ahead and do what you do. Go ahead and fuck around and mess with Ricky Smiley and ruin your whole everything.
Ugh.
I'm not even going to say ugh because, you know,
also,
whatever.
That nigga's a cue. Do you really feel like doing this?
Listen, she feels like she's running out of options.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to say that because I don't think that Ricky Smiley is a bad guy. But you don't, why are you messing with somebody that you work with? And she's going to
it happened.
Listen, excuse me. Let me finish my statement.
Please, go ahead.
Trigger. she's messing with him and she said, you know, well, he's not my boss, but he does have more clout than you. And if you mess around and do the wrong thing, you don't know what kind of situation you'll get yourself into. And you really just want to mess with him because you feel like it might be a comfortable situation for you. Not because you really care about him. Not because you want to take on...
Where is Todd? He was adorable. Did he just say, fuck it, I can't... I thought he was adorable.
No.
I really did. He was super cute. And just... I just think maybe...
Well, she's an idiot.
Yeah, I think he just couldn't do it.
Why would he?
Yeah. I think I don't even want to be famous.
In the D.C. area?
Yeah, that's true. He does have his choice.
Because guess what? There are plenty of women up here with Porsche-type bodies, but that actually have brains.
Yep, that's very true. Shout out to y'all.
He gonna go down to Atlanta to deal with her? And her baby nuptial?
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to just move on from her. Back to Miami. Amara La Negra. I say her name like that in my head all
the time. Every time.
Amara La Negra.
So, cousin Amara.
Amara La Negra.
There's so many levels to our beautiful cousin.
Yeah.
Because she is gorgeous.
She really is gorgeous.
And her body is sickening.
Sickening as fuck.
But I have a huge asterisk.
What is your asterisk?
She has contacts. She does. Wears colored contacts.
As a child, those were her eyes in the videos?
As an adult, have you seen her?
Her childhood video, her eyes aren't light?
No.
They're not? Okay. Well, you know, we got to forgive her for that.
Because that's why I said it's an asterisk.
Yeah, she's
I'm not cutting her
and,
off.
You know, Sammy Sosa.
I'm not dismissing her altogether because I think her message is larger than the fact that she puts them shits in her ass.
Yeah, and you know, her mom really pressed her out. You heard on the last episode, her mom was extremely critical and all of that. Maybe her mom was like,
I mean,
this.
You know, mothers.
Yeah.
So I get it.
I'm thinking maybe
foreign
that.
Mothers are a lot.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
I get it. But also... Please take them shits out the fuck your ass.
Oh.
Take them out.
Hmm. Let's give her some time.
Take them out. Take them out. Now's the time.
Excuse me. Now's the time.
Right now. You know, I'm all for her. I appreciate what she's doing, what she's trying to do.
Yes.
I don't, that little piece of shit.
Was he
producer?
Brother Hollywood or something?
Whatever,
DJ Hollywood? I don't know who he is.
He's very scrawny. Yeah. He looks like he has a small penis, which is why he has to say, oh, I've worked with all these people and I do all... If you were doing all of these great, amazing things, you wouldn't have to announce it. And you wouldn't
be on
this
show. If we're being honest. You don't see Timbaland on here. You don't see Swizz Beatz on here.
You don't.
You don't see Pharrell on here. You don't see The Dream on here.
Radio killer.
Yes, Dream.
I do miss him.
Me too.
The Dream is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a trash
human
being.
He's a talented womanizer. As they all are.
Yes.
Except for Pharrell. I think Pharrell is nice to his girlfriend or wife or whatever she is to him. I'm sure
he's wife. Nice. Yeah, I think he really loves her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as we talk about cousins and we talk about Amara La Negra, what's up with your cousins versus Amara La Negra?
Okay, so you talked about Olori Swim and those women in those bathing suits are everything. Woo! Okay, and I was like, you see, if you hadn't kept eating, if you would have stopped eating, you could have been.
Oh my god, because you look so much like Dunny. Did you already know that?
I never thought that we looked alike.
You guys look a lot alike. You could be Dunny's big sister.
Well, if I stop eating, you know. If I like food
poor
a little
Brad,
bit.
You.
Oh, bitch. Oh. Listen, I would have been like, girl, for free.
Mm-hmm.
Just send me the bathing suits.
Yep.
That's it. I'm ready. I'm out here.
You were so hungry and sober out there. You introduced me to, I'm sorry, quick sidebar. You introduced me to eating sautéed spinach and tilapia as a dinner.
Because that's what I ate.
Yes, and it was so good.
Regularly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, sidebar. But yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
So Olori Swim is really the, so we're going to give this disclaimer. We don't know what's happening.
But something is off. It is not the normal page. Whoever is running
no
it is not the same person. All of those beautiful pictures have been taken down.
Where are those beautiful pictures?
Where are they?
People need those pictures as motivation to exercise. I do. I love looking at those pictures. Who does that?
Those bodies.
My God.
That beautiful dark skin.
And just to really sit and appreciate the beauty of Black women.
Listen.
You can just look at the Instagram like
just
all day.
Beautiful skin.
My God.
Beautiful smiles, beautiful faces, beautiful hair.
Beautiful backgrounds.
My God.
Think about yourself on vacation looking at Olori Swim. But yeah, so Woman's Cousins have been turning up on that page. All the swimsuit pictures are gone. They started trolling Amara La Negra.
So what the common consensus is, I guess, mm-hmm. is that her husband, the woman who runs
Spanched,
the page,
yeah.
her husband lost his mind for a little bit and took over her page in a way that she hasn't been able to take back, or either, whether she...
My understanding is he's been running the page all along.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But he had an
so like,
episode.
Let's say like you and I both have 1 o'clock on our Instagram.
Okay.
And I just changed the password. You done. I'm doing what I want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? If I've changed the password, what are you gonna do? Yeah, so he just had his entire spaz fest. And now it's like with pictures of Jesus. Like they started off trolling Amara.
Oh, are there Jesus
pictures?
There's
a whole
now?
Bunch of pictures of white Jesus. And people are still commenting. The reason that I look at it is because I love the comments of people who like
are confused.
Just show up and they're like, I'm sorry, where's my swimsuit? Okay, I'm not sure what's going on, but where's my swimsuit? I've been waiting a month. But there is this one page at I Just Cannot. She has been like chronicling the entire situation because it's so confusing. Because you look at the page and you know off the break, it's obviously not Dunny.
Right.
So people thought the page was hacked at first, and then they were like, okay, maybe it's social media interns. You know, millennials are just fucking crazy.
They'll do anything.
Literally do anything. And they had some IG live posts with the millennials that were actually his nieces, just popping gum and making fun of the comments of people being confused.
No.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a real mess. In my opinion, Lori Swim can bounce back from this because
the product is so beautiful. Good.
And I think enough people have her back that they would support her. Like, you know, if your husband's wilding out, and if they are getting this alleged divorce.
She was solid. She was very solid before this.
Yes.
Very solid.
He didn't even make her.
He did.
My understanding, an additional understanding
him.
Is.
She brought
he
him
He is
in.
From a family of scammers. You Girl, you have to look into it. You have to look into
He's
it.
He's a very handsome man.
He is, and so is his brother. But his brother is like King Scammer.
That's joyous.
Isn't it?
Great.
No shade to your Nigerian cousins.
Nope. I don't. You.
But it's a lot happening over there. Like, it's just, it's crazy because as people comment, they're like, I always thought this was different. I love her and I want to support her. But he did this and that. And that's his brother and this and that. And so it's like this whole, it's a mess. It really is a mess. And I think that. Okay, I was originally interested because of the people that were trolling Amara and saying she was in blackface.
Okay.
That's what initially caught. Remember I was hitting you like, what is
like,
this?
What is
Why
this
would
about?
They do that? Mm-hmm. We're all black women. What are we fucking doing?
I was confused too.
Because you could have this fucking sickening bitch in your Lori Swim.
Could you imagine?
My God.
Listen.
My God.
In that scene where she was talking to the dummy, the dummy producer, and they panned out. And they showed her in them jeans.
Yes.
And you could see the ridges in her stomach.
Yes. She's sickening. She's sickening. And she could be anyone's incredible spokesmodel. But instead, they opted to troll her because they were saying, if you're, what is it? If you, what do they call her? Lace Frontina instead of Afro Latina? And then, you know, that it just kind of went downhill from there. Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
And then it started asking, well, what is Afro-Latina? What does that mean? What are you saying?
You have, you to, trying you have to speak for your people.
Who are
that?
You trying to be? Those are not my people that are doing that. I don't claim them. I will not know.
Because now they're trying to just play motherfuckers that want to use the prefix Afro.
Like,
now nobody can use it for African people.
Or African American. That's it.
Allegedly. You know, they don't see it for us.
On my nerves.
Shout out to your cousins. Okay, Grown-ish. Did you see it yet?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Did you watch, was it both episodes?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
me too.
Both twice.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel a connection?
Several times over. You know what was sat there. You know how many times I asked about cocaine? When I was in school.
Also, as an adult. You just...
No, like, I mean, when I was in this doctoral program, I was constantly wanting cocaine.
Yeah, that's... Oh, see, and that's what I was saying. Yeah.
To stay awake and do these assignments. And to see her up all night, like, wait till midnight and 2 a.m, typing 10 sentences and all this shit. Oh, my God. I was so triggered.
Yes. And then, you know, trying... You know what? I never had that roommate situation. I was lucky to have, you know, where she wasn't, they weren't friends at first. And she was like, oh my God, why didn't you wake me up? And she just, the roommate just gave her a finger, the finger, like.
Oh yeah, everybody likes you.
For the most part.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, I never had that issue. But her awkwardly pining after this.
Oh, the triggers.
It's beautiful man. I was like, oh no, don't do it. No.
He asked me to come here.
And they're like, yeah, he asked everybody. Yo, she was the cup girl.
What's the cup girl?
At the party. When she got to the party and she was all excited, like, oh, he asked me to come to the party. He was like, I'm so glad you're here. Can you pass out cups?
Shit. Yeah. I didn't know that was Cup Girl. I'm sorry.
because
it was so deflating.
Yeah, especially with her coming from being, like, the most popular girl in her high school.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is, though.
I mean...
Big fish in a little pond has to eventually go to the ocean and figure shit out.
I mean, I was always not the big fish. So. that wasn't my problem. I just had to try to act like a normal person around people. It was really hard. That was the hard part.
But yeah, as a shout out to her, Grownish is really good. It's like, it's just as good as Blackish, and they get to curse. I love it. When she put her jeans on backwards, I said, I remember this.
You've done that? Oh,
God. My... the days I'm least proud of was my year, my stint at Morgan State.
And hold on. First of all, you're not going to do that. Especially with me wearing a Morgan sweatshirt today. You're not going to do that.
My stint at Morgan State. Okay. It was a fucking mess. Because you may not remember, but my third day on the campus, I met my eternal Morgan boyfriend.
Your third day?
Yes. Yes. So met there. I was waiting on that shuttle.
The shuttle. Mm-hmm.
And so he introduced me to, like, serious alcohol and just doing the most. And I had a day job at FAA in the city.
Oh, wow.
So I went oversleep and just have to skip work. And then, like, 2 days a week, I had classes at 8:30. Like, it was a hot
8:30 a.m.?
Yeah. I had business acumen at the Earl Grey School of Business.
We were dumb for taking any class that started before 10 o'clock. Because yeah. I know I signed up for classes like, oh, well, in high school, I had to be in school by like 7:30. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I could do an 8:30 and yep. 8 o'clock. And then it was like, I don't want to do this.
No. Because the way I was looking at it was like, well, I don't want classes at 5:30 at night. No, that would have been better.
It would have been.
You can go do what you want to do by 7 o'clock. But you fucking around and be like, oh, my God, my freshman year at Bennett, I had Dr. Bangura.
One of my cousins, my uncle.
Definitely.
I'm sure.
Definitely one of your uncles. Mm. And he taught like a math or something I was taking. I don't know.
My uncle taught math too. At my legit uncle. Like, I'm reporting you. I've already sent your grades to your parents, my uncle. Oh, God.
Yes. Obviously, teaching math is a thing. No, education is a thing in Salon culture. But, yeah, like, I was fucking up in that class, and he was like, hey, you know, we're halfway through this. Do you want to just try again in the spring? What? But I just had such an issue with getting up for the 7:30 class. Like, I could not make it work, even when I had nothing else to do when I was in North Carolina. Like, oh, my God. So, anyway, I'm sorry.
Triggered by Grownish.
And kudos to them for that. 911.
Did you watch it?
I did.
What did you think?
I was freaking out about the snake. Every 911 instance had me on the edge. I love suspense movies, so I was on the edge of my fucking seat, like, every time. But in an uncomfortable way, because I was like, I don't know which way this show is going to go.
Then you just don't know.
If I was that goddamn first responder and walked in there and saw snakes,
I would have to leave. What do you want me to do what?
I thought about you. And I was like, why would you ask me to come here?
Why would you ask me? We need somebody else. Hey, what other team is available to get here quickly? Because
do we have a reptile response?
You think
squad?
I'm walking in here? You now think I'm walking in. Past this? The walking in here. Now walking in here to get in there to see that thing around her neck?
You made a personal choice.
Listen, let me tell you something. Do you think I didn't feel that way when I saw that shit? Like, no, this is the way you wanted to go.
Yep.
This is absolutely what you wanted. You wanted to be one with nature. You know that snakes are snakes. They aren't worth shit. They do what they feel like doing.
Ain't worth shit.
They have no loyalty. They don't care that you are the one who has been providing them food. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck about that. This snake decided it didn't want you around it anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody thinks about when animals say enough is enough. People fucking laugh at me about the circus. But what happens on the day that the animal says, I'm done with this shit? I'm done. Like, it's okay. Social exchange theory is all about power. One day the animal realizes, I don't need this person to survive. I could get rid of this person.
You know what I feel like, okay, with the circus in particular,
mm-hmm.
They don't treat them properly. They don't treat the animals properly. They don't, right. So when there are these, we'll call them accidents, when the lions are like, fuck you, I'm not taking this anymore.
I'm done.
I feel like that's what they get. That's what they get. That's what this individual gets. You've been beating this animal for no real reason. Because there are other ways to train, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so fine. That's what you're going to do. Yeah, that's really it.
I'm sorry. I just spaced out thinking about, like, you should call Child Protective Services on anyone who takes their child to the circus and has them sit, like, front row.
I don't feel like
that's dangerous.
I don't feel like
it's dangerous.
I don't feel like that. I feel like the animal is going to go after the people it knows has been fucking with it, as opposed to, oh, you're just you're something that looks like this person. Mm-hmm. No, because we know that they're smart. I've seen videos of people who go back to who, you know, were with baby lions 20 years ago. And they go back to the field, and then...
Bitch, I cried at work watching a video on that.
When the lions are like, I know you! Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've missed you so much, right? So they know. They mm-hmm. know.
They do?
So they're like, yeah, bitch, I've had enough of you. So you're going to die today. You're going to be my snack. I decided.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
basically how it works.
Yeah, so I don't think that they're really just going after anybody. I think they're going after the motherfuckers who have made their life difficult.
Yeah, well, just to be safe, we just shouldn't have a circus anymore. We have YouTube now.
We don't do it anymore. Like, that's why Barnum and Bailey has ended.
It's over?
Yeah. Like, they had their last run 2 years ago.
Is Universal Circus over too?
No, they're still here.
Do they have animals?
I'm sure. I've never been.
I'm going to send them an email.
Yeah, they have animals. Yeah, they do.
You gonna send them
an
email? What's your email gonna say?
I'm gonna tell them to focus on African American talent and not the animals.
Mm.
Yeah, and you know what?
Are you breaking this news to them? Or
yes, because I'm gonna.
They've never heard it. Before.
I'm gonna bring a point to their attention that they probably had not considered.
Okay, what's that point?
Not too long ago, we were the circus acts.
And you think this is news to
groundbreaking.
Them?
Ground fucking breaking.
You know what?
Breaking.
Do it, girl.
I'm going to.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to sign it. Doctor. They don't know what I'm a doctor of. They might think I'm a doctor of zoos. Zoologist.
Doctor of zoos.
Whatever your pleasure. Bitch, I just said doctor of zoos. We got to wrap this motherfucking show up. I'm gone. Okay. All right. So we did. Oh, Roja. Do you have any thoughts on Roja?
Real Housewives of Atlanta. What are my thoughts? Sheree is doing what she feels like doing. I'm really tired of this Portia Nene mess. I want them to just get over
get
it.
Get over it, please.
And if y'all don't talk anymore, then y'all don't talk anymore. If y'all decide to be friends again, then be friends again.
Stop trying to make other people care.
You know what's funny, though? Is that Cynthia and Marlo are like, yeah, well, you know, we did this shit with Nene already. Mm-hmm. So,
figure it out.
So, basically, hurry up. Hurry up and figure it out.
Portia, you hitched your wagon to the wrong horse.
You did. And that's your fault.
So, just apologize. And don't give the... I'm sorry if you felt like... No, just apologize. Don't give me no subordinate clause.
Can we talk about these apologies, though?
Okay.
Because I am a fan, I'll say that. Or I have given the I'm sorry you felt that way.
Mm.
And it wasn't even me being I wasn't even trying to be shady.
Uh-huh.
It was just how I really felt. Like, I said something to you. I meant what I said. I am sorry that these feelings from what I said came from you. Like, I didn't expect you to have those feelings.
You really ain't shit. I don't know why everybody likes you. You ain't shit.
No, remember, because I'm cold and heartless and
Hold on, this is a different conversation.
It's
this,
all the same.
This is not the G-Shack conversation we had today.
It's all the same.
No.
It's all in there together.
It's not.
Isn't it?
That is your problem. We're about to do this right here.
Okay.
You read all the way into that and added descriptive terms that were not there.
No.
Did I miss something?
Yes. Oh. I may not have said everything, but I'm telling you.
That's what was said to me. You.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying what we said about
no, that. I'm telling you what was said to me.
Okay. I can see why a person that's new to you would get that.
Yeah, you know, you're cold and I don't think you're emotional. You don't know how to express yourself.
It's okay. You're a robot. Tell them just understand.
And I was just like, I mean,
You'll thaw in a couple months.
No, I said, well, I express myself. You don't like what I'm saying. And, you know.
Oh, God. Is he one of the ones you don't like right now?
I mean, at this point.
Jesus Christ. Because you are not kind to them.
You're not. I said, like, neither here nor there. Portia and Nene. Figure it out.
Sure. You know? They need to figure it out and move on.
Yeah.
Guys, we put a lot of emphasis on our beefs with people. When our beefs with people don't really matter. Because when the fucking robot dogs show up.
Okay. All right. Can we just.
None of that shit's going
to
matter.
We didn't have to bring the robots in here.
It's not going to matter.
We didn't have to bring that piece in here.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, really.
Also, we didn't have to bring that piece in there.
See?
We could have left it right at. These beefs that you call beefs, don't matter. They don't matter at all.
I respect what you're saying. I respectfully disagree because I think that we really need to be very aware of how shit's changing. And think about our president.
Like, your president? I don't claim him.
No, he's not mine either. So he's signing shit and doing shit without even thinking.
He doesn't think.
And
he needs 3 hours every day before he can start work.
That's crazy.
Like, he gets to work or whatever, but won't do anything work-related for at least 3 hours.
Is that from The Art of the Deal? Or whatever, like, is that his?
No, that's just him not wanting to be in the position that he's in.
You guys,
every day.
He didn't want this. We could have just, where would we be if Hillary was here? I don't even want to think about it.
We can't think about it because you'll drive yourself crazy.
How fucking progressive would we be?
We can't.
She would have Harvey Weinstein in jail by now. Like, we would have all not kinds of jail, protective laws.
It would just be like, oh, we are not. We will not.
Yep, and we could have him blackballed and blocked, like in Black Mirror. When you're blocked on Black Mirror, you can't see. Like, if I block you, you can't see me. And if you hear me talking, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's like a true block.
Yes. And I don't even see you. I just see, like, an outline of you. Because we all have those eyes. And you're really blocked. Like, we could just block him and all the other, like, rapey-ass dudes out there in the industry.
There are a lot of these rapey-ass dudes.
A lot of them.
Oh, no, actually, sorry. There aren't. They're just really random. They only pop up here and there.
Oh, my God, speaking of. Okay, so we've gone on a little long, right?
I'm sorry.
One thing I do want to talk about. Cousin Juwan.
Cousin. Okay, so listen. Because every time I see this, I saw this on my timeline today, it made me upset. As an adult human being, you have the right to say yes or no to basically anything. To anything, right?
A fucking 2-year-old knows how to say no.
But especially... an intimate situation. So if someone is trying to be intimate with you and you don't want to be with that person, it is well within your right to say, I don't want to be with you. Period.
Yeah.
So even if this, because the transgender community, or some people in the transgender community, are making it, are trying to act like it's some type of hate issue, right?
It's not.
Even if she was a woman born with a vagina, if she said, "Hey, Genuine, kiss me," and Genuine said no, that should, it should have been left right there.
End of exercise.
Done and done. Why do you feel like you have to press yourself on someone? And that goes for everybody. If someone tells you no, leave it at no. Yeah. Leave it at no.
Because if it was a woman and a guy was pressing her, we'd be all up in arms. Like if some dude showed up and was trying to force himself on
like,
Ashanti.
Like, just give me a kiss.
Yeah. And Ashanti said no.
I already told you no.
Yeah. That would be the end of it.
It would be done.
But we're really good with labels.
You're trying to make something out of nothing, and you're not helping your cause. You're actually making it worse.
This is a crying wolf, in my opinion.
It absolutely is. This is not an issue. Even if it was the other way around, if Genuine was the one that was going to her and was like, "Give me a kiss," mm-hmm. and she said no, and he's like, "No, give me a kiss," mm-hmm. if Genuine would be the one going through the ringer.
Exactly.
So why are we punishing him now? Why is it a problem for him now?
Because we have a whole lot of groupthink on the internet. We have a lot of groupthink. I was reading someone's take on that last night, and she used the term, she said, you can't use the term vagina anymore. You have to say front hole because it's trans exclusionary.
Guess what?
So.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Sorry.
I feel like maybe we should just kind of... express some compassion for one another, and if a person actually has that body part, let them use that term.
Why do I have to say front hole?
Why is it considered trans exclusionary if you don't say it? Like, what are we doing right now?
You're doing way too much.
Oh my God.
You're doing way
like
too
you
much.
Like, you saw on Instagram the other day I was accused of participating in call-out culture.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Who said this to you?
I won't get into it here, but I posted the thing about considering not cutting people off in 2018, but salvaging relationships. And someone was like so perturbed by that shit. It was like, well, call out culture and da da da. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm old. I didn't even know call out culture was a thing. I was
because it's not.
We should just
because it's not
consider
because,
saving some relationships.
Because guess what? You. Addressing someone about calling them out
is also
is, guess what? Calling them out, dummy.
You know, I didn't even go there. I was just like, well, you know, this is my space and this is what I feel like saying. But yeah, the internet is just, it's draining. That's draining too. Yeah, the internet is draining. All your cousins are draining. And that's why it's healthy to log off.
So you know what? Everybody.
Everybody chill the fuck out.
Everybody, your opinion doesn't always matter. I don't know what your parents told y'all. I don't know.
Told you it's not their parents. When you log on to Facebook, it's just what is on your mind. It's Facebook.
That's true.
Like, because what's on our mind really doesn't matter. What's on my mind half the time doesn't matter.
Seriously.
It's not important.
Honestly, what's on my mind most of the time is how can I continue to ride public or to use public transportation without wanting to assault someone?
And I'm like, when am I going to eat again? What's for dinner?
Listen, you know how I feel about food.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, you know, are we going somewhere? Are we cooking in the house? That's what's on my mind.
Do I Guys, have, to I, have one today? More, I have one more story I wanted to get your opinion on.
Sure.
So, okay. So, I don't know if you watch HGTV, but Fixer Upper, you know, the show where the married couple, they fix up the houses. The husband is a contractor and the wife, she does the interior design.
Okay.
Well, anyway, they are sort of religious. They live in Texas and they said they were going to take a break from the show so they could help Texans get back on their feet after, you know, all the horrible weather and the flooding, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, mm-hmm. I think they have four kids and they're about to have a fifth. And they actually got backlash for having a fifth child. People
Wait,
are giving
what?
Them
backlash.
Yes. People are saying, oh, it's too many. You're having too many kids. You're having too many kids.
No.
Yeah, and they got slammed on Twitter. Like, yes, too many. It's too much. You should probably stop.
What are you talking about?
You know when you could tell me that I'm having too many kids? When you are providing assistance, monetary assistance, when you are providing babysitting, when you are waking up in the middle of the night to care for these children, that's when you could tell me I'm having too many. Guess what?
What the hell is wrong with you?
So my sister had 6 separate births, okay? 6 separate times this woman got pregnant, okay? Now, for me, I felt like, you know, that's not the way I want to go. But I also knew that I was not, well, not really, but I was not providing a home for these children. I was not sitting at home with them on a daily basis. My check did not go towards these children. Like, they didn't have to look at me for for their sustenance on a daily basis.
Right.
So I knew that I could not say, you might need to stop having children.
Yeah.
Because it's not my business in that way. So can we all look at things in that way? How do these people having another child, a married couple at that already have 4 kids together, how does them having another child affect you negatively? How?
How do you feel entitled to even have an opinion?
Why do you feel like you have to share your opinion on it? If you don't want to have 5 children, then guess what? You don't have 5 children.
You better shift gears on them.
We're talking about a couple that's in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. So all y'all care about is having children, right? Because you don't care about birth control.
Oh, that's right. They're a red state.
Right? Mm. So all you want is all of the children. But now that they're having another set. And they're not even on public assistance to say that you are somehow. Because, you know, people love to say that these are my tax dollars, right? Mm. No, so it's not your tax dollars. So what is your issue? What is your real problem?
Exactly. Your tax dollars.
What in your life are you trying to avoid to make you feel like you have to focus on these people and what they're doing in their home, in their happy home? It got to be some kind of happy because they got 5 kids.
Yeah.
So what are we about? What are we doing?
We got to figure out fucking boundaries. We need some fucking boundaries.
People always have boundaries for themselves, not for other people, not for inserting themselves in other people's lives.
Yeah.
They don't want you to jump into theirs, but they can jump into yours.
It's crazy.
If you don't get the fuck out of here.
It's crazy. Like, I can't deal. I'm so sick of this shit. Let me tell you something. I'm in this group. Lord. Okay. I'm just going to say it. Whatever. I'm in a group called Black Girls Craft. Right?
Okay.
I'm in this group to learn about
and
crafting.
Grow. And, right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. To grow. Right? The other day, there was a post someone made about, you know, oh my God, people never want to share things with me and blah, 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 right? And so, you know, there's a lot of ways that we can look at this. Because if you are a person that decides, oh, this is making a lot of money, I want to do this, and I'll use myself for an example, and you come to me and you ask me to tell you everything I know about what I do, I'm not going to be forthcoming with information with you because I don't know you.
Right.
What's your motivation? What have you done on your own? Have you done any research? Like, you want me to just hand you everything because you see I'm successful? Unacceptable. So the people were getting on there and they were like, well, there's enough room for everybody to eat and blah, blah, blah. Cool. Fine. So I responded and I was just like, well, here's my take on it because I can speak from personal experience. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was like, here's my take on it. So I believe that people should do their research and not just jump on whatever the hottest thing is, because if you don't have passion about it, it's not going to be sustained anyway. This woman starts fucking trolling me. Now, all she makes...
Who?
I don't know her. I don't know her. Something. Her name started with an N.
Fuck
she
her.
Had 3 names.
But go ahead.
But she starts trolling me, right? And
you
want to
show me this group?
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
And she's like, you know... this is what I'm talking about. And she makes a whole bunch of like tacky ass shit that I would never want to do. Okay. But she's like, well, I'm happy to spread the knowledge. Da, 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 da.
Has anyone asked you, girl?
FYI, anybody can make a skincare line because you can go to FDA and get stuff.
You sure can.
You can get stuff. And
you
can
done it?
Print your own labels and da, 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 da. And I was like, cool, if that's what you're into. But that's not how I do what I do. You can get some standard shit from FDA, I guess, and print labels, but it just further speaks to my point. Are you just trying to make a buck, or is it something that you care about?
Exactly.
You know, but I mean, it was a whole lot of, oh, well, this is the white man, and black people are crabs in a barrel. They don't want to help each other.
So listen, is what you're saying that you wake up one day and decide you want some money, and you see that somebody is making money,
mm-hmm.
and so that person should just tell you exactly what they're doing?
Yeah, that's the thing. Because like, you have to have your own niche.
That doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense. You're messing yourself up if you just tell all your damn secrets.
In any venue.
Trade secrets are real.
Yeah, but in any venue, in any arena, I feel like people will be willing to help you if you're willing to help yourself.
Yes. And that is what I'm into.
So if you're showing me that you're trying, but you've reached some kind of wall, you just are confused about which way to go, which direction to go in, but you have ideas about, you have different ideas, you just want a little bit of guidance.
Yes.
That's very different from just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do.
And because you didn't tell me everything, I'm going to make a post about
it. Yeah, now you're the bad person because you're not telling me.
You have to try. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there's plenty of people that I work hand in hand with and teach them everything that I know, because they're very serious about it and they have a passion for it. Like,
it's not my responsibility to build you. That's not my responsibility.
Bitch, I'm building myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And that's hard enough.
It really is. Oh, God. Shout out to UPS.
Yo, fuck them.
Right. I found that really astounding, that the number of people that jump on there and they say all these things, like these bandwagon comments. But then they're the same people that don't have their shit together business-wise all the time, in my observation. Because what I also observe in the group is people will invest their money and buy from a bunch of people in the group, and then they'll get on and be like, okay, well, I paid this many people, and I never got my stuff. Hello.
And they don't have nothing to say then, right?
And it's crickets on that thread. You know, but it's like, it's so easy to jump on and be like, you know, well, Jesus said, the Bible said this and that, you got to share with people. And I'm just like, oh, girl, first of all, okay, what do you tell someone who doesn't subscribe to all that? What is your explanation then? Like, what are you going to say to me? Like, come on, man. So it got really draining. And so I just had to leave the group.
Yeah, because fuck them. It's fine.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm just saying that to say, we get so caught up in our opinions and we really start filling ourselves online, but we don't think about like the reality. And we don't validate what we're saying. We just jump on and have a bunch of emotion and say shit, but it doesn't really matter. I don't know. Social media is draining. I think the best thing Sherelle ever did was like take a break. I'm about to leave too.
And I understand.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so nice not being there.
Yeah, because I always come back.
Yeah, I do. I come back like for business stuff, but I don't miss that shit on a personal note at all. It's the same dumb shit. Like, everybody has like a thing that was really upset about this. Like, you see yesterday, everybody was like worked up about the guy from H&M, the little boy. And then today it was like, fuck that little boy and H&M because his mom said something crazy. Like, it's so much groupthink. We don't have enough. Oh yeah, we were going to talk about that.
I was going to say, yeah. How did you feel about it?
About what his mom said?
No. What was your initial reaction to the picture?
Oh, I don't deal with things that have monkeys and children related. It's something I just steer clear of. So when I saw it, I was like, okay. Works for them. If I can get some jeans for $4, I still go. I'm not going to cancel them. We'd have to cancel everybody.
I had, my initial reaction was this is fucked up. Mm-hmm. Why would y'all do that? You know what you were doing. Like, I don't believe, because, you know, a lot of people are out there like, they're, you know, from another country. They don't really know.
I don't know. What country would that come from?
It's a Swedish company, I believe.
Oh, shit. They know.
And I was like, they absolutely know.
Yeah.
If you had any questions about that, follow any black person on a soccer team that plays in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, they're really big on monkeys and bananas.
Everywhere that they go, a black man on a soccer team is going to get bananas thrown at him on the field.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is not something that they're oblivious to. They are very well aware. I saw it and I thought, I said, this is a wrong move. Fuck y'all. Why would y'all do this? Y'all are canceled though. Like you said, I didn't feel like, fuck that, I'm never buying anything from H&M again.
Yeah, I'll still get leggings. Look at us. For the most part, we buy all our shit from black-owned businesses. So this is not even like our business. It's not nothing for us to be devastated by. You need some $4 leggings, get them from H&M. Fuck them. But will we also spend $76 on like a sweater or something that says our college name?
Likely.
Hell yeah.
Most likely. Okay, so yeah. So my issue is that I don't want to keep seeing that image on my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated the remix. I see the remixed images,
mm-hmm,
with crowns and the word king and unks and, you know, all types of positivity.
But did you see the white boy's orange hoodie that was like real and it said Jungle Survivor?
Jungle Survivor. Who? What are you surviving? What are you surviving in the jungle? First of all, the sun will kill you, right? It burns your skin. So what are you surviving?
Oh my God, yeah, and you have been to Africa.
Who's
with the
helping
real
you?
Sun.
The real bitch. Do you know that shit just came up in my memories?
The real sun.
I thought I liked the heat until I experienced the real sun. I was like, yes. I remember.
Yeah.
I will never forget. the way.
I will never forget how you described it. I was like, it sounds like it feels good. Because it was cold when you were over there.
Let me tell you something. We would try to take, we would take, first of all, it was all cold showers. All cold showers. You get out the shower, you're already sweated. So you just try to move slow. Like, all right, okay, so it's cold water. Okay, the towel is over there. I'm just going like slowly pat myself.
Just like the end of Bikram yoga.
With the towel.
When you get the nice cold towel with the lavender one and shit. Oh my God.
That heat was not a game. Bitch, we in the car, we're walking. First of all, we're the only ones sweating. Like, oh yeah, they must have just gotten here. They're not from here. They're not us. We're the only ones sweating and miserable. That was a great time. I can't wait to go back.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to.
Okay. What else?
That's it. I think we're done. Like, we talked about a lot of shit. We've been here almost damn. Yeah, we've been here a long time.
All right.
So, see you next week.
See you next week, ho.
I love when you end sentences with ho. It's so fun. But yes, thank you all so much for coming in, and thank you, Sarita, for your time and your patience. Hopefully the audio is not too much trash.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Please go visit zeninajar.com. Mm-hmm. Also go visit chipdiamondmagazine.com. Oh, the party is coming. The release party, right?
Yes. March 24th. Boom.
Yes. So go to chipdiamondmagazine.com. Purchase your ticket. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Phenomenal is what I was trying to say.
Is it trifling that I made my makeup appointment yet, but I have no idea what I'm going to wear?
I mean, you have your priorities in order.
Yes, yes, yes. And I have to write an article about being a black feminist and identity. Oh, what day is it? It's due on the 15th for Chip Diamond.
You have a couple days.
Yeah, I got to figure that shit out because it's so crazy. Like, I'm always getting trolled for feminist beliefs. We can talk about that another time.
Okay.
But it's hard having a vagina and brown skin.
You mean a front hole?
Good night. Thank you, everybody. Don't quit.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.